This is Dr. Olivero dictating for March 14, 2023. The first patient is Virginia Bennett. The last name is B, like a boy, E-N-N-E-T-T. Clinical case of an 89-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient went to see Dr. McCarthy, M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y, the rheumatologist in Winter Haven, and he did the laboratory workup in which the serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 16, and the estimated glomerular filtration rate is 45 mLs per minute. The patient had a urinalysis that fails to show any activity in the urinary sediment, and there is negative for protein. Number two, she has a history of arterial hypertension. She has a blood pressure log in which the systolic is between 145 and 155, and the diastolic between 68 and 81. For 89 years old, I think that is acceptable blood pressure. We are not going to change the prescription. Following number, the patient has history of diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1C 6.9. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia treated with atorvastatin. Lipid profile is going to be established during the next visit, that is going to be in July. Period, the patient has remained in the same body weight. Following number, diabetes mellitus, that is followed by the primary care, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.9. Following number, hypothyroidism, the patient has a T3, that is 2.84, the T4 is 2.27, and the TSH is 4.92. No changes in the prescription. Following number, atrial fibrillation, status post 6 sinus syndrome. The patient has a permanent pacemaker, she continues to be on Xarelto. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. That is treated with famotidine. And following number, osteoporosis treated with Prolia. The patient is in very stable condition. Period, paragraph. We invested 7 minutes in the interpretation of the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 6 minutes.